ओम शांति। इज एवरीवन फ्लाइंग विद द विंग्स ऑफ ज़ील एंड एंथुसियाज्म? टुडे इज मुरली, व्हाट अ वंडरफुल मुरली। I think the full Murli Baba spoke with double foreigners from the beginning till end. And so many deep aspects. Sometime, other time I will share with you 6 things from this Murli I took. But not today, today is a different topic. One of the main aspect which the incognito server of the present time are the sovereign of the future. Incognito server of the present time. One aspect, why it is the fluctuation takes place? Why that we open the gate for Maya is that we block our vision for the future and we see only the present. But there are many like this in slogan form, so maybe another time I can share, because today is a different topic. But I was reading the Murli in Pandavan. I enjoyed it so much, as every single line with many deep sea. Great joy and lightness, but such a deep full of secrets. Another meaning of Sangam Yuga. It's also the significance of the Sangam Yuga. The meaning of the self-respect, introspection, is also self-respect and protection. In the blessing, introspection is the another name of self-respect, which protects us. Okay, the topic for this evening, the significance of bhakti goddesses, the names. There are actually 9 goddesses. Out of these 9 goddesses, 3 are well known, worshipped a lot. This is Saraswati, Durga, and Lakshmi. But there, when they sing the praise, then they call it Jai Mahalakshmi, praise to Mahalakshmi. Saraswati. Mahalakshmi means the greatness is of Mahalakshmi, which is the embodiment of all the virtues. The embodiment of bliss and balance. But this is the final picture of the characteristics of the divinity. This picture of Mahalakshmi, it's not the effort, it's the achievement. The other goddesses are the symbol of the efforts of the confluence age. Mahalakshmi is the achievement of the efforts or the reward of the confluence age. A simple contrast to notice. I was wondering if I had the pictures, then would have been really good. Maybe I prepare this sometime, get the pictures, project it, and then explain one by one, then it will make more sense and will be useful to record the significance in the mind. I need help of someone who handles technology. In this I am Buddha. So, but somebody can help me. So the, just a simple aspect. Mahalakshmi has no weapons in the hand. Very simple, two hands are blessings and two hands just pouring down. It's a balance, it's a lotus, seated on the lotus in order to show the result is total detachment, balance and bliss. It's not any symbol of fight, control, empowering, transformation, purification. Not. It's a result. In order to become Mahalakshmi, which includes Narayan, Mahalakshmi, four-armed figure, means Lakshmi is in front and Narayan is behind. In Vishnu, Narayan is in front and Lakshmi is behind. So Vishnu, four-armed, two hands represent Lakshmi and two hands Narayan. In the same way, in Mahalakshmi, two hands represent Narayan and two hands represent Sri Lakshmi. And this is a picture of the balance in Brahmin life, where you make effort not with the struggle, with determination, with love, with clarity, but these efforts should be spiritual effort. So this is why symbols are very beautiful symbol. How to show these things? Internal efforts. How to show the internal efforts? Baba says, Jagdamba is the main goddess who fulfills every desire. Not Lakshmi. In front of Lakshmi, people ask only to fulfill the wish of wealth. But all other desires, whatever they need in life, they go in the temple of Jagdamba and they ask for everything. And it's a big queue always in front of Jagdamba, means the world mother. Amba, mother, Jagdamba, the world mother. So Amba, the mother, or world mother, was Saraswati, goddess of wisdom. So all these, Amba, Jagdamba, or Saraswati. But the same Amba made incognito effort. So Jagdamba, Saraswati, daughter of Brahma. And so it says, name is given of one Jagdamba, but all of us, all BKs, Brahmins, are effort maker, children of Brahma. And what is the main effort which has been remembered and given a symbolic name or symbolic image in the hand of the pictures, or it has been shown a vehicle of a deity, goddess or god? Because it's the speed, with the efforts that the action they perform, the speed goes very fast. Or it is shown to overcome a particular sanskaras. So I take the symbol of the Saraswati first. Saraswati is riding a swan. The spiritual speed, have the flying speed, flying stage, free from obstacles. The most important thing is the power of discrimination between right and wrong. The intellect should be divine. There are problems, there are situations, but clean intellect, divine intellect, pure intellect, detached observer intellect. Can discriminate between right and wrong. And so this legendary bird, swan, is always remembered as you put the pearls and stone in front of this bird, will pick up only the pearls and leave the stone behind. Give the milk, will drink the milk and leave the water behind. Means the cheese will go in the mouth and water will, the whey will leave behind. It's like just in its beak. There is some kind of chemical, this lemon thing. It makes the cheese inside and the water behind. Means it's a symbolic aspect, but maybe some scientific thing as well in it. If this is a real bird, can do that. So meaning is that our intellect, it is the, when the yoga of the intellect is with Baba, the touching is very clear. There is not repentance afterwards, because perform whatever action has been performed with the right decision, time is not wasted. And she is also shown with not many weapons in her hand, Saraswati. It's goddess of wisdom. Once that is clear, there is no need to conquer anything. Because decision is clear, there is no repentance. But other goddesses are shown with weapons and also with four ornaments. I think Saraswati is also shown this flower as well, holding flower in the hand. Most of the goddesses are shown are with eight arms. Goddess Saraswati, not with eight arms. Durga, the one who destroys the negativity, Durguna. Saraswati, the one who picks up guna. Guna means virtues. And Durguna means defects. So then, if defects are not destroyed, there is no discrimination between good and bad, then defects are there and we have to conquer it. So the powerful picture image of Durga is she's riding on a line, riding line, and sometimes it's called Ambaji. In some areas she's called Ambaji. She's also riding a tiger or lion. So, it means conqueror of violence, fearless. And four arms are of the Vishnu's things, what Vishnu is holding. And four arms are extra, are holding other weapons, which are symbolic of the efforts of internal efforts of knowledge and yoga. Four arms just like spinning the wheel of the Self-Realization, Swadarshan Chakra, the Self-Realization, which is the subject of knowledge. Swadarshan Chakra. Swa means self, darshan means realization. Vision of my own self, how I go into this, in the cycle of time, as well as what kind of thoughts are spinning in me, holding a mirror in the hand. So Swadarshan Chakra. And the second hand is yoga, mace, the controlling power. So when Self-Realization is there, yoga power is natural and control. Victory is there. So victory, the symbol of the scepter, the mace, is the symbol of victory. Victorious through Self-Realization. And the third is lotus life, detached. And fourth is speaking the truth which comes from the ocean, conch shell. Conch shell emerges from the ocean. The message which comes from the ocean, within pure heart, conch shell is empty inside. Just like the murli is made empty, a bamboo is empty and then also gives the music, in the same way this conch shell is also empty, and that's why it means clean, pure heart, speaking honestly with pure, clean heart, which has been learnt from the ocean. The ocean of knowledge. So it is knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. Four subjects, balance of the four subjects. But then how to use it in different situations? Then other four arms has been shown. Which is in day to day, these four are general things. Jnana, yoga, dharana and service. But then specific aspect, that at time to time in different situation, we need to use this knowledge, we need to have yoga power. And so has been shown in Amba's hand, a bow and arrow. The arrow of knowledge hits the target. Baba says, that you have a clear vision, and so whenever you speak this knowledge, it should pierce their heart, it should touch them, hit the target. So different time you use knowledge with an aim which has to go far, not only just here in front of you. On the other hand has been shown a sword which needs to cut the obstacles. And Baba says, the sharpness of the sword of knowledge will be when there is no rust on you. There is not any dust on you, intellect or this yoga power is needed for that as well. Not only jnana, but you need to have a powerful yoga stage when you are speaking the knowledge, then obstacles are cut away. In the third hand has been shown fire, flame. It means destroys, not only just cuts the obstacles. Because something is cut, can come again, but completely destroyed, fire flame, fire form. And different artists have shown different form. And some of the, in the goddess's hand has been shown a nectar pot. The knowledge that is given with sweetness should be given, not only with sharpness, not only like a weapon, but it should be like the nectar. The truth should be spoken with sweetness. And so these are the symbols what Saraswati mother, actually, or Brahmin children had made effort in their practical life, dharana. Using of knowledge, using of yoga power, doing service with an attitude of sweetness and love. There is also goddess, Lakshmi as a result is there, but there is Gayatri, which is goddess of Om Mantra, which is praise of all the beauty or the qualities of what are in every element. So it is the, but means everything is done in soul consciousness. So praise of the sun, the praise of the moon, the praise of the water, the praise of the earth, elements also purified, not only with knowledge that people are given the knowledge, but the this effort of knowledge, wisdom is that the soul is purified, relationships are purified, but the elements are also purified. Then this goddess Kali, very fearful form, which has been shown as all these weapons, the sword, the arrow, like a sickle, what is called, which you cut the, when you cut the grass, it's a very sharp weapon. All sharp weapons are shown in her hand. And her garland is shown the neck, what is, skulls. She's wearing this. Very powerful form. But it's fearful form. But in fact it is not this, that ego always creates an obstacle and you need the power to overcome. Yesterday, the day before yesterday's, when Baba was there on Shivratri day, he said that in a memorial they offer goat. So I have virtues, I have qualities, I have spirituality, I have purity, I have divinity, I have mercy, because some of the goddesses are always shown with the hand of blessing, the goddess of contentment. Simple, beautiful ornament, but with contentment. Lotus detached contentment. But after having all these virtues in our practical life, and then if comes ego, so most important is the last mantra that Avyakta Bhaptada gave, Sakar Baba's time, voiceless, bodiless, voiceless and egoless. We have the virtues, we become bodiless, we become virtuous. And when we become virtuous, we conquer vices. But after conquering vices, if comes that I did this, not having this consciousness of humility, that is the most important thing, is to conquer I. And I mainly form is of this part, the forehead, the head. And so, it's the one who helped her, not only conquering ego of the self, conquering, helping the eye of, conquering or means helping them to chop off the eye of others. It's Mahakali, daughter of the great death. Death, I brings death. Why make us cry, and I brings death. I, ego. It is in Sanskrit, it is a slogan. Ahankarya sumarya. The moment the ego comes, you fall down and you die. Ego brings death. Ego kills you. So the same story that Shiva cut the head of Ganesha, the symbol. So on this part is that Shiva helped Ganesh, his child, to change his consciousness. And then he became worship-worthy deity. There are interesting stories actually behind this, otherwise you might not understand. I would like to tell you how entertaining stories they are and significance for that. Just, there are all these goddesses emerged with God's power. They are never shown, goddesses are never shown as a baby born. They are either emerged or they are incarnated. So these are goddesses, are always powers. But these goddesses are balanced. If you see this Durga form, these four are very gentle ornaments and four are weapons. It's a balanced energy. While Kali is completely destroyer of obstacles, very powerful form. But Ganesha is a very symbolic, very simple, gentle form. For Ganesha, he himself did not make effort. He was just blessed to get a new life. The story of Ganesha is, it's a story of the cycle of time. So people who worship Ganesh, it is a symbol, swastika symbol, which is called auspicious symbol, the symbol who brings success, the symbol who brings profit, increases prosperity, and also destroys the obstacles. So they always, when they draw this swastika, the cycle in four parts, is also, the symbol is remembered Ganesh. Picture is Ganesh with the elephant, but symbol is not Ganesha. Symbol is just swastika, and underneath they write it, auspicious omen, beneficial blessings. And Ganesha is called the child of Shiva. The story of Ganesh is actually Brahmin life. Exact what we are, how we are twice born. But this twice born is not at the confluence age story, it is the story of the whole cycle of the child who has gone from the golden age till the iron age. But it's, the two relationship has been explained in this of the soul with God. First I tell you the story and then I tell you the spiritual significance, because very beautifully Baba explained on Shivratri day, whatever has been practical in your efforts in Brahmin life, that has become a memorial, stories and symbols on the path of bhakti. They tried to copy it, means to keep it as it was, but it is, it could not be, because they are the spiritual aspects. How can be spiritual insight be copied, because it does not have a physical form? Spiritual efforts do not have a physical form. Spiritual efforts are incognito effort, internal efforts. Spiritual efforts is introspection, and that is I inspect myself. The moment I begin to inspect others, it's not spiritual effort. That can be copied. Extrovertedness can be copied. Introspection cannot be copied. But because this is the deep experience, experience has been expressed in the form of the picture and character. Because the deep memories which touched our heart, and we had so deep realization which remains with us, how to express? So on the path of bhakti, we start expressing them in praise of God, in form of pictures, reminding ourselves what we were before. So we begin to worship our perfect state of achievement through the effort. So bhakti is not anything else. Bhakti is reminding ourselves our efforts of the confluence age and the achievement of the confluence age. So the story of Ganesh Parvati is very entertaining story. By hearing one story you will know how beautifully they want to express the devotees. Because they are very clever. Me, ourselves, we were devotees. No? So, the story is that Shiva and Parvati were living together. And something happened. Conflict took place. And Shiva had to leave. Parvati remained alone. So now this means, it's a story of the soul and God. Parvati, the soul, who is the residence of far away land, Parvati, par means far, land, the resident of far away land, the one who was with pure vritti, pure attitude of mind. With pure attitude of mind, the soul resident of faraway land lived in harmony with God. So in the golden age and silver age, we live, our heart, our feelings, our mind remains harmonious with God's teachings. It's a godly, God establishes Shivalaya. God establishes pure world and we are there. We are not remembering God, but there it's company of purity. We are their pure, their purity, their spirituality, there is divinity, there is dignity, there is royalty. We are in a full divine state. God, this is why we are gods and goddesses. Means godly qualities were in deities. So like God was with us. So golden age and silver age, the soul lives with godly qualities which were given, instilled in the soul. The copper age comes. Okay, now first I tell the story, then I give the meaning, yeah. So then what happened? So Shiva had to go away. Then Parvati wanted to take shower. Nobody was there that outside should wait, stay, that no, nobody should come in. So she used the soap, homemade soap, which was very cleansing soap, actually hygienic, and which is now Ayurvedic soap, you can call it. It's a what is called chickpeas flour basin mixed with oil. And if you mix this oil of mustard seed with the basin, or it is called chickpeas flour, gram flour, so it becomes a very cleansing thing, who takes away all the rubbish of the body. And so she used that, and it, so much rubbish came, so she made a child, shape of a baby. And she prayed God, give life in this, what came out of the body, this baby is born, this, and the life came. Interesting, I tell you the significance behind this. Okay, so the child was there, a baby. She told him, stand outside at the door, don't allow anyone to come in because I'm taking shower. So time gone, when they made the story of one day, but the story of the cycle. So Shiva came back, but they mixed Shiva and Shankar together. So came back, and Ganesha said, sorry, you cannot enter. How's my mother has forbidden anybody to enter. Shiva said, who are you? So he cut his throat and went in. Parvati said, my child was there, what happened to him? He said, I cut his throat and came in. He was stopping me to come in. And she says, but that was my child. And that is your child. He says, but the throat is, the head is gone far beyond seven seas. He says, but I want the same child. So Shiva had to go back. The head has been gone out. That head could not be put in on the body. The body was the same, head had gone. So there was a baby elephant. A mother was sleeping. The baby elephant was also there. So in the sleep of the mother, the elephant baby was there. So Shiva cut the head of this elephant baby and put on the body, rest of the body of this baby, and it became a life, new life came. Parvati said, people will laugh at me and you, that we have a child, half animal, half this. He says, no, whoever will worship me, first will worship Ganesha, this child. Without worshipping Ganesh, they cannot worship me and you. So, this was the blessings. The child is worshipped every time. What does it mean? Now, this is the story of the cycle. As soon as we come in the copper age, humanity become body conscious. Human beings, the soul, becomes conscious of the body. It's not only Parvati, they always made, scripture writers were very clever, they always made the woman guilty, you know. But it is a symbol of matter. This is also a very symbolic aspect, the time does not allow. But very deep aspects is, Prakarti means body. Prakarti, Eve, body. Purush, the soul. It is the body consciousness that always makes wrong. So body, Eve, Prakriti, Adam, Atam, Eve. So body consciousness comes in human consciousness, soul consciousness. Godly qualities are separated. divine qualities are separated. Now we took the wrong turning. The creation which was done through yoga power has taken a turn. And now the children are born through the rubbish of man and woman. It's the dirt of the body. The baby is born. So body is the symbol of matter which becomes impure and is exchanged to the lower level of energy. So we become copper age and iron age, always body conscious, body conscious, body conscious. It's not one day story, it's the size of half of the cycle. So at the end of the iron age, science, bhakti increases, science also increases, where there's no entry of God. Matter is everything, matter, matter consciousness, matter importance, science, everything what they, on the path of devotion they thought God was doing, it is explored, explained, no, matter does wonders. And so this consciousness of the way we see, the vision, the way we hear, the way we speak, the way we think, all matter conscious, body conscious, vicious conscious. We don't allow, even we do bhakti, we don't allow God to sit in our heart. God comes now at the confluence age, and first thing is He chops up this our head. Thinking, seeing, hearing, speaking, the senses are transformed. Because most of the time, what makes us upset, disturbed? My praise, my name, my fame. So God says, let go of this small nose. I give you long nose, big nose, elephant has a big nose. Let go of the small. Make it big. What disturbs you? The sound. Let go of small ears. I give you fan, big ear. Fan away the defamation and praise. So, the power, what we had in body consciousness, negative forces disturbed us. We could not digest anything. Here, from there, here and there, vomit everything, spread. Digestion power, they have shown big stomach, Ganesha. But see with very small, deep significance of inner eye. Elephant has very small eyes. And the power is that a tiny little small, he can see how big it is. So the meaning is that when we let go of our this I, my consciousness, then you get as wise as elephant, a new head. Let go of the old head, you stay in the same body, but get a new head. Hear this from this. New vision, new way of hearing, new way of thinking, new way of speaking, new way of communicating, eating. The total senses are purified. Living a new life, dying alive, and getting a new birth in the same body. And so it means complete transformation from body conscious to soul conscious. And that not only soul conscious, but then performance of all the actions with honesty and detachment. With obedient in faith. With intoxication and introspection. This is the elephant's speciality. Memory is very sharp, very faithful. You give a fruit, you give the money, the elephant will take this, first it will pass on to the master. So you don't say, I, it's done through me, goes to you. I am instrument, you are the one who is Karan Karavanhar. So Kali made this effort to destroy this. So it's a symbol. So this is a gentle form, Kali's is a fearful form. Somebody has given me a note that I should also speak about Draupadi. This is also a very interesting story. Draupadi, Sita and Lakshmi. But I would like to speak about Hanuman as well. If I have spoken to Ganesha about Ganesha, I would like to speak. Ganesh means new birth, new consciousness, new vision, total transformation and purification in vision, attitude, feelings. And that's why it's always worshipped together with Shiva. Inheritance, then it's the heir child. The one who let go of his head is an heir. Ego is gone, I consciousness is gone, then God makes the child, his child his own, and he becomes an heir. So it's always in the lap, a baby in the lap of Parvati and Shiva. Then the effort stage is Hanuman. What are the efforts then? Hanuman? Who was Hanuman? Hanuman is also a server. So Hanuman, Mahavir, Hanuman is also called Mahavir, Hanuman is called Baba speaks it like a monkey change into a deity. So in our human consciousness, human body, body consciousness, we were like monkeys. God took the armies of monkeys. What does it mean? Monkey means one who has the nature of copying others. Very clever in copying. So we become very clever what others are doing. We don't use our own specialities. What others are doing, I should be better. What other person is doing, not what my own speciality is better. In vices, full of attachment. A human beings, in human consciousness, if the body is dead, we let go. But in monkey consciousness, even the dead body, the monkey mother keeps it. Until she gets a new baby, or it is not anymore to hold on this leftover skin of the dead part of the body. So people become so attached to their relatives, their pictures, their shoes, their clothes, their things, all are kept old and old and old until they are not anymore kept as reservable, preservable. Attachment. Anger. Why you make your face so red, like monkey? Vicious. Baba says, why do you blacken your face? Lust. Anger. Greed. Greed, because of greed he is trapped. How do the monkey, those make monkey a source of income, how they trap monkey? They keep a jar of some peanuts, and the jar is, the neck is small, So nuts are there, the monkey puts his hand is empty, and he wants to bring this out. He does not let go because the hand is full. The empty went in, but when he came, and he's trapped. Misattachment traps you. Greed traps you. So attachment. Ego, monkey always harms others. There's a story that, a nice moral in it, that there was a monkey sitting on a tree. It was raining. A lot of rain was there. And a bird came and monkey was shivering. A bird came and said, "Dear uncle, you are like a human being. Why not you make a shed for yourself at least so you are not shivering in the cold? So I collect the straw from here and there. I keep my children safe. I cannot invite you in this because it's too small for you. You should make something for yourself." Monkey get ego. "You, a little bird, are going to teach me?" He put his hand on this nest and destroy the nest. So meaning is that egocentric people do not even accept the good wishes of others. They think it is a challenge for them. Ego cannot accept even good wishes and love of others. They always think something is wrong, challenge. And this is human nature, which was monkey. We were like monkeys. Change monkey into deity. Ego changes into humility. And so monkey has been shown. Hanuman means destroyer of ego. And destroyer of Anuman, imagination. Ego is diseased with two things. It's always feeling lack of respect from others, disrespects others, and a lot of imagination. So destroyer of, once you become God's server, you need to destroy this. So God taught him to destroy this. And he became a humble server. And then he became a messenger. He had to do this, help God in the task of what the real relationship with God was lost. So he becomes a helper to find the Sita, to give the message to the soul. So this self-separation which was there learns to bring the message to the self, to the soul, symbolic Sita. He had forgotten that he could fly. He had forgotten his power. So we had forgotten complete all what wisdom we had, the qualities we had. So, as a Hanuman, he becomes a helper of God, server. Ganesh is inheritance. Hanuman is effort, server. So he becomes a messenger, gives message to the Sita. Then Ramana had to burn his tail, body consciousness. So he has to burn the tail, that is body consciousness again. So there is a story in this way. And then he reaches that level of humility, that he wakes up those who had forgotten their self-respect, or those because of ego had insulted others. So it's a story that he brought the light. Lakshman, Laksh means aim and object, and Man means mind. The mind had the aim and object of humility and divinity. But that became unconscious. And then when he realized to conquer this ego of the self, brought the light to bring life-giving. He brought the life-giving herb and Lakshman became alive again. Our aim became alive again. So this is there are again in Ramayana very interesting stories. So this is Hanuman. Then by conquering ego, you become helper of God. You also awaken others, but with humility. So this is Hanuman. That's why he's worshipped as a deity. Draupadi. These are the three stages of the soul in the cycle. Not at the confluence in the cycle, but also at the confluence age. Draupadi is remembered as she had five husbands. What does it mean, having five husbands? The soul was friend of its own. As soon as it became body conscious, the soul became conscious of matter. It became enemy of the self. Dhruv, it's a division as also against the own self, and lost the status, the stage of who it belonged to. She belonged to. So she made five elements her husband. Pandavas are not again born through the physical parents. Each Pandava is born through one of the element. This is also Mahabharata. These are so many deep, interesting aspects. So one is the child of the air, the other is the child of the water, other is child like this. So Miss Body is composed of five elements. And the soul, Purush, which was the master of the body, now became the wife of the body. Lost its consciousness of grade, being master, became servant. So she made five husbands of. So five elements are master and the soul is subservient. But because of the sanskaras of love and faith in God, so God helps. So then in bhakti they have made a very interesting story. So once we recognize the relationship with God, then we again gain our purity. We lost our purity because of body consciousness. We lost our dignity and honor because of identifying and becoming subservient of matter. Relationship with God purifies us, protects us again. Draupadi. The state of Sita is that she is companion of God, but she gets tempted. So now this is journey. We are companion of Baba, but time to time is temptation. The golden deer. And Ravan puts us in its prison. And then Baba liberates us again. These are the different characteristics, the qualities of the mind, the quality of the intellect, the quality of the personality. Different thoughts, feelings, emotions, understanding, sanskaras are made the character of the scripture. Scriptures is very in detail expression of what is happening in our mind in different times through the cycle or at the confluence age, which is also written by us. So Sita, companion of God, with clear aim and object, but in a very gentle way, in the form of positivity, trapped herself in the negativity. Sita is in the line of code of conduct, but in the name of respect, in the name of not causing sorrow to others, in a very divine form is deceived. Ravan did not come directly as a Ravan. Ravan came in a very holy form. A sage, a saint. And how we are trapped. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to do any disservice. I just want to do service. I want to make the soul feel I'm child of God. We give, we present our divinity in order to please others, and then we are deceived. For example, there is how our discipline is food. I don't want to upset them, no. Little bit I can take. Little bit I can take. So we take one step out. I don't want to disturb anybody. I don't want to come upset them. People go outside from India, for example. How we went in a general way, we came by this in the name of business. If I don't do business and I don't drink alcohol, my business will not run. With my friends, if I do not smoke, they will not respect me. We step out of the line of code of conduct. In a general, it is a story of the whole humanity, but for us also it is. We go through the state of the Sita. And then we realize experience of relationship and at the same time separation. Confluence stage. And then Baba liberates us. And we make effort and we become Lakshmi. But in order to become Lakshmi, you need to have this Saraswati, you need to become Durga, you need to become Kali, you need to become Goddess of Contentment, you need to be Gayatri, you need to be Parvati. All these are the stories of the souls. Okay? Om Shanti. There are many interest. Each character has a very interesting story behind, but time does not allow. But I think I tried to explain whatever in this short time was possible.